marriage ref. But we decided that that's an institutional waste of time.
Somebody got divorced from that show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it had a
meaning somebody that they tried to help, they didn't help or couldn't
they
help.
They did not help. In fact, they pushed them towards divorce.
Really?
Apparently. Yeah.
Well, that could be the help that was needed. You know how I feel that that's the best way any good marriage ought to end in a good divorce.
Some say laughter's the best medicine. Doug says divorce is the best medicine.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Roberta has gone this week to Orlando because it is the Harry Potter celebration. The movie opens this Friday, right? Isn't the next the Harry Potter?
I think it opens this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so she's there. Is she gonna? Did she even offer to do some reports from down there for us?
Of course not, but we can call her and get some.
Maybe we ought to do
Let's call her really early in the morning to get one.
She's the opposite of Pam Popper, who is our Wellness Forum expert. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Always has some great points, some tips, helpful information on how to stay in shape, get in shape, and survive, if you will. Speaking of that, we have all these survivor reality shows, and I found one that's going to be a regional show in Texas, Richie, which I will talk to you about, Survivor Texas.
Oh.
That's coming up in just a moment. Have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain nor snow nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Okay, so the new show is called Survivor Texas. Eight contestants start in Dallas. They drive to Waco, Austin, San Antone, Houston, Brownsville, Del Rio, El Paso, Odessa, Lubbock, and Amarillo. And they then turn around and go back to Dallas. Everybody drives a pink Volvo with a bumper sticker that reads, I'm a Democrat, amnesty for illegals, I love the Dixie Chicks, boycott beef, I voted for Obama, George Strait sucks, Hillary in 2012, and I'm here to confiscate your guns.
Yeah.
And the first one to make it back to Dallas alive
wins. Yeah. No, they won't be having to give away any big checks on that show because nobody will make it back.
Pam Popper, Ph.D., joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, so it's 11 after the hour, Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time we set aside, we have our experts in this part of the program, and Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbia. And people in Columbia, you'll be all right, Doug, in Columbus. I suppose Columbus was named after, which came first, Richie? Columbia in South America, Columbia, Missouri, or Columbus, Ohio?
I'm going to say Columbia in South America.
You think so?
Well, you know what?
I agree. Does circle take a square?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we have this thing in radio where people still use their imagination trying to figure out what the folks on the radio look like. People are always saying to me, you sound taller than you are. It was the person who said they thought I was absolutely convinced I was black, Richie.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
But you're black.
Okay. Richie, what do you imagine him to look like? He's kind of a...
Hot.
Big-headed Irishman.
Fat-headed Irishman.
Yeah, right. All right. Jennifer, what do you think she looks like?
Hot.
Very.
All right.
Very.
So, Pam Popper, what do you think she looks like?
Hot.
Smoking hot.
All right. So, and that doesn't... That's not. Some women might be taken back by that, although some women might describe themselves. So I'm turning the tables on you, Pam. I want to know how you think people think you look, knowing what you do for a living, knowing your focus on wellness, not just fitness, but wellness. When people see you, do they say, yeah, I can imagine you looking like that?
Well, I can. I guess I do encounter people who hear me a lot on the radio or have read my stuff and that sort of thing. And then they went to see Forks Over Knives, so they went to see what I look like. So I deal with a fair amount of that. And one of the first things that I hear is that people think, they say, gosh, I didn't expect you to be so young. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard for me to talk about better if other people tell you this stuff. But I'm really not so young. I'm almost 55 years old, but that's what this wonderful diet and life style does for you. It keeps you looking younger. So that's something I hear a lot. And another thing people comment on is my skin. They mm-hmm. you know, that's something that brings about comments. But I think most people think that I'm older than I am, mainly because we associate people who are perceived to know a lot of stuff as being older.
Right.
So we're surprised when they're younger. And that surprises me about other people, too. I've met people and said, gosh, when I saw your resume and all the things that you've done and I talked to you on the phone, you were so knowledgeable. I expected you to be 67 and you're 38. So
nice.
I think that's a common misperception.
Well, there are those who, when I am talking to the people who are on my program with me because they're all younger, and they're happy to tell you, well, how could it be any other way? I'm happy also when I hear them say something that sounds really smart or really good, because oftentimes, as you've suggested, much of our knowledge comes from our experience. We spend a lot of time in school supposedly learning things, and I'm not sure we do. I'm an advocate of people getting out to work and experiencing things, because I think that's the best teacher. And then through life, you learn from life's lessons what to do, what not to do. I mean, there's some practical things that you ought to learn in school. But for the most part, having a good education and maybe a formal education, but an education in life is important. And that's sort of what brought you around, Pam Popper, to doing what you do, what your life's work is, in fact, a result of what was going on in your life.
Exactly. And I think you're exactly right. I think sometimes, I think formal education is very important.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of people spend time going to school, and I know people like this. They do lots of schooling, shifting majors, trying different things, thinking that they're going to figure it out while they're in school. And if you can't figure it out, sometimes the best thing to do is get out and do something.
Yep.
Then you'll in the process of doing something, stumble across your passion, then go back to school and get some training. But I'm not an advocate for staying in school for the first 20 years of one's adult life. I think it doesn't generally lead to where people want to go.
No, it doesn't. And then you get down, there was a discussion earlier today about what's happening. If you look at the jobs report and see who's being interviewed, people over 45 aren't being interviewed for anything. And
right.
I wonder all the time about what folly it is when companies either get rid of people who are older because they may be more expensive, bring in people who are inexperienced, they have to train them anyway, and they don't have the, we keep using the word, but there's not a better word than experience. They don't have the training. They don't have the knowledge. But experience is the best teacher. So what does it say about us? Other societies are very likely to appreciate what comes from venerability, that is age and experience. In our country, we toss them out.
Well, you know something, though, and I'll bring this around to health because it's an important point to make, is that I think that when you read statistics in the newspaper, like people, companies aren't hiring people over 45. That's mm-hmm. true, statistically true.
Yep.
But you can change the statistics as they apply to you. In other words, you can make things happen for yourself by being different than most of the people
yeah.
that companies are interviewing. And the same thing is true. You know, when I talk to people about their health and they'll say, my gosh, I've done some research, and I always like to hear that because that means people are taking control of their health situation.
Right.
But they'll say, oh, my gosh, the chance for me to have a cancer recurrence is X percent based on the type of cancer I have. And I tell them, yeah, if you look at the statistics for everybody in your age who's had this particular type of cancer, that's what the statistics say, and those statistics are true. However, that doesn't have to be you, because you can behave differently than those other patients who are cancer survivors, and therefore lower your risk to considerably lower than what the statistics say are supposed to happen to you. So I think what you do is you look at the stats and you digest them and you say, okay, how do I differentiate myself from the crowd, whether you're looking for a job or whether you don't want to get cancer again.
Yeah. I'm going to make this a little bit personal. Over the weekend, Rich McFadden's father passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he was 67. He smoked all of his adult life, and he couldn't kick the habit. And I think of Rich, who was overweight until actually sort of at the same time you came around.
I was a big, stocky man. I was not overweight.
You were overweight. and so
manly.
Yeah. But when Pam came around, part of the exercise, we had a sponsor who was also involved in helping people lose weight. But Richie took as much of this. I mean, I don't think your father was your reason for doing it. I think that you...
I challenged him. I said, if I can do this, can you do that?
Yeah.
And he says, as much as I'd love to tell you yes, probably not.
Yeah.
But I'll certainly give it a shot.
Smoking.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that you must confront at the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Pam, is dealing with people who do get addicted to various things and can't seem to shake them. And we can tell people you need to do this, but telling them and getting them to do it are two different things. And I think that has to do with the entire spectrum of health. And
it's right. And it's, you can get addicted to everything from cigarettes to alcohol to drugs to sugar to bad food. And you know, I have a good friend who is a hypnotherapist, and she helps people do a number of things, including give up smoking. And she said the difference between somebody who does and doesn't quit smoking, for example, in this case, is whether or not they really want to, because a lot of people feel compelled to pursue better habits because of pressure from others.
Yeah.
So she shared with me one time that it's not unusual for somebody to show up for hypnosis because their wife or their husband, his spouse, has basically said, you can't smoke in the house, and by gosh, you got to do something about this. And so dutifully, they go visit the hypnotherapist or whatever they're going to do to try to break the habit. But the desire to do it isn't coming from deep down inside, like, I want to quit. If somebody else wants me to quit, that's one thing. If I really want to quit, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
And I think the personal motivation, in other words, my decision to do it, is very, very crucial. And then I think you have to set your life up for success. I mean, in any habit you're trying to break, you've got to make it easier to make the right choice than the wrong choice. And I think sometimes we don't take the time to do that.
Yeah. Choices, choices, choices.
Mm-hmm.
And you make them, and that's part of the educational process. One of the good things in school for 20 years, if you spend 20 years in school or 12 years, however many years, is to have a better health education curriculum, because people who are coming to you, Pam, at the Wellness Forum, or coming, you know, going to get help anywhere, if they'd had a good foundation and understood how their body worked better, what happens when you smoke and drink and abuse yourself, then maybe they wouldn't go down that path. Pam Popper, the website is wellnessforum.com. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Energy and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool. Now sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Oh, my, my.
Oh, my, my. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Put your seatbelts on, Dudley. This one's about to rock.
All right. All my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby.
Hold on.
I got to put my banana in Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more.
One more, Dudley.
Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time,
you'll be my regular stop.
All right,
here we go. All flavors and push-ups, too.
It's National Ice Cream Month. Your favorite flavor we solicit in our poll today at DougStephan.com. Is it chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, some other like blueberry? Is it impossible to pick just one? Or
what's
if you're really
flavor?
Out to lunch, you really don't like ice cream, please. Just don't bother even doing the. I don't want
just
any.
Just go away.
Yeah, go away. Will you
so
please?
So, what's your favorite flavor, Dougie? Is it blueberry?
I like the fruity flavors. Yesterday, every once in a while, I do a sampler. I'll go. I'll come into the store when nobody's there, and I'll just take a spoon and I'll start sniffing around.
Man, I bet they come in the next morning, take inventory, and go, "What in the world attacked this joint?"
No, no, just a little spoon.
A little spoon. That's all. Just a little spoon.
There's
gallon and a half later.
Yeah. There's lime sherbet that's come in. That is really very good. There's peach, there's blueberry.
Peach is good.
Yeah. There are all kinds of fruity flavors. And the fruity flavors are the ones that are most popular. Cherry, and that's not a seasonal thing. The blueberry is. And so the sherbets, though, this time of year are really very good. For those of you who may not know, I have an ice cream. Well, it's not an ice cream store. It's a dairy store. It's on my farm. We produce the milk, the raw milk, and the cheeses and that sort of thing. And the ice cream is really, everybody said, I'm proud of the fact that it really is a very good ice cream. And it would only stand the test for me because I'm a great,
you're a
fan.
You're a connoisseur.
I really am. You're like you are of wine.
With wine. Jennifer. Mm-hmm. You're the ice cream.
Now, wait a minute. You were supposed to, or was it Megan that I asked? I'm not sure. I guess I asked Megan because she's pretty knowledgeable about my wines and she also knows about my taste. I've decided I'm going to have a glass of wine a day.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good for you.
Good for my brain.
Red wine.
Red wine. Red, red wine.
That's why they wrote the song.
Yeah. So I have to find a good one, Jennifer.
You like a sweeter red, right?
I like sweet. Yes, I want something that's sweet. Sweet, sweet. So will you work on that? That's your own.
Yes, I'll find you something good. Right. Maybe I'll send you a couple samples.
Good idea. Poll from Friday. If you found out your child was involved in a crime, like the teens in Milwaukee that we talked about last week, what would you do? Would you turn them in? 49% of you who responded to this poll at DougStephan.com said absolutely. They will never learn if they don't get turned in. 28% of you said I would have to hear their side first. 20% said maybe depending on what the crime was. And 3 or 4% of you said no, I would never go against my family. Really? I find those.
If you consider that going against your family.
Yeah, no,
yeah, it might be the best thing that ever happened to him.
I find these kind of questions very revealing about people, given those choices too, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
In fact. Yep.
Absolutely.
Warren Eckstein on the bottom of the page in the Better Living box today. New York pet stores have banned the sale of puppies to anybody who's drunk.
Darn it.
Instead
when
of just
I get
banning
drunk,
the
I like
sale
to go
of
buy puppies.
Right. Instead of banning the sale in general, you only if you're drunk.
Only if you're drunk.
Darn it.
Yeah.
What are we going to do now?
Tom Parsons has a 14-night Hawaiian luxury cruise for $86 a night. Roberta's not here, but Jennifer and Richard, it's 28 after on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business business bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Time is 33 past the hour. Last week, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and I, Roberta's off this week again. Summertime, vacation time, yada, yada. People do their thing. The cursive writing discussion that took place, I heard from a number of people. It's interesting what really gets people going, what ticks people off.
People are mad about that.
Yeah, they really are.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion, if you didn't hear it, I think it was a city in Indiana saying no longer are they going to teach children how to write using the cursive, whatever, the penmanship. They're going to make sure they learn how to express themselves using a computer. So there's so many things about that that are so wrong from beginning to end, just so wrong. So I was thinking about, and I had to go back and find this. A friend of mine sent me Adult Truths, and I may have shared some of these with you before. But I remember one of them, this is why I went back to find it, because I remember one of them, you know, what you learn as an adult. We were talking about earlier today about experience and how it teaches you a lot of things. And question number 6 on the adult truth list was, learning cursive really necessary? And it is, in a sense, but do you carry it with you? And that's the excuse, by the way. If you don't try, how do you, you know, you never really kind of know whether you can or you can't. And without people, doctors and lawyers and people, we make fun because we can't read their writing. That's an acquired sort of thing. If you can't read your writing or other people can't, it's because you don't want to have people. If you try, you can write so people can read what you're writing. Well, it's better now we have computers. No, it's not better now that we have computers. But then look through some of these other things that happen as you become an adult. MapQuest, for example, Jennifer, really needs to start the directions on number 5. I'm pretty sure I know how to get out of my neighborhood.
My driveway.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting in my driveway, says turn left onto...
Back up slowly.
And this is something I thought of, Richie. I wonder, and I'm not... you get the gist of this. When you write an obituary, wouldn't it be a lot more interesting if they told you how the person died? I always am bothered by that. Some papers in Florida, for example, they usually put what the cause of death was. I kind of want to know.
Sometimes it can be a little. Yeah,
I do want to.
Hey, you know, the interesting conversation we had the other day after my dad passed away, and I was talking to the funeral home and making arrangements, and I was talking to my brothers, and we decided not to put an ad in the newspaper.
Really? Use email.
No.
All the friends?
You know what? With Facebook and email and cell phones, we can pretty much get a hold of anybody that we need to.
Yeah.
And with the identity theft things that are going on and how a lot of these guys watch the obits.
Yep.
Wow. I don't need to put my father's full name in the newspaper, and I don't need anybody to know that my mom's house will be emptied for the next week while she's, and stuff like that. So we cleaned out all of the important papers, the safe, took them all with us, because we knew my mom wouldn't be home for 3, 4, 5 days, whatever. And we definitely decided not to put an ad in the newspaper. I don't want to advertise the fact that this Social Security number is now available.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's what I'm doing today. When I leave here today, I'm going to the Social Security office and going to get the paperwork in the process to have his turned off and his benefits transferred to my mother.
Wow.
It's something you have to think about.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
And the other thing,
sign of the
that I kind of give myself a little pat on the back, I made 3 calls to different funeral homes for pricing.
Prices.
And for, really, the main thing I wanted is my dad's body removed from the house.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't let that emotion get to me because my dad raised me to be smarter than that and not let somebody take advantage of me because I was in a bad emotional state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I made 3 calls to 3 different funeral homes, and the one I ended up with was the best price and the one I felt most comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I had actually dealt with before going there to with friends who has had loved ones.
I told you what we paid for my father, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure
I think
I did.
You did, but I don't remember.
I remember going, we always go this in this town. My mother was at this funeral home, and most of the people that we knew were at this funeral home. It was sort of the local, the towny place. The Catholic towny place, the Protestant towny place.
And same way with this one.
Jewish, So anyway. But we went in, and it had been taken over by a big national concern, so it wasn't the same feel as it had been.
Yeah, this one's still family-owned.
And they kept after me, not kept after me, but my sisters were there, and I was doing all the talking, and we got down to the brass tacks of we wanted to use the funeral home for calling hours for one night. That was it. And we wanted my father, obviously, to put him in the... My father would have gone apoplectic if we had put him in anything other than a cardboard box.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
Yeah.
So he was basically in a cardboard box, and we had one night. It was still $5,400.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We paid $3,000 for what they call a direct cremation, meaning he didn't need to be embalmed.
Yeah.
Anything like that, but it's
so you guys didn't do any viewing or anything other than
he didn't want both he and my mom don't want a viewing.
Viewing is brutal.
Yeah,
it is so hard.
They didn't want that, and they don't
but you
want
know what?
Any
it
sad,
almost...
sappy, ceremonial type things.
Yeah.
They want parties.
So have you cried yet about this?
Not yet.
No.
You almost did when you were talking about Sean a second ago. Don't even lie.
Yeah, I get choked up.
Tough guy.
Yeah,
like right now, you get choked up.
Yeah.
But I haven't let the floodgates open.
No.
And
you can do that on Friday. You and I'll have a good cry. Come on. I want to have a good cry with you.
That's fine. That's cool. No problem. And I do need to do it. I mean,
you do.
Hey, listen, when I was sitting there at his desk after they took him away, and I went to look on his computer to see what he was doing and everything, and found the mouse to his computer on the floor, realizing that he was sitting there with the mouse in his hand, playing his game, and let me tell you something.
Whatever
that grabbed
happened.
A hold of you.
Yeah.
The reality of that moment grabs you, and you can't do anything but just boom.
Yeah.
But you know what? I guess I feel like for my mom, I have to hold
You're
it together.
Yeah. Plus, you get really busy, I think.
I'm very
trying
busy.
To make
what
all
are your
the
brothers?
And...
What are your brothers? How are they? The three of you together probably need to let it go a little. You have a half brother, and then the other.
Yeah, my older brother, when we found out that his cancer was back last week, had his moment after he got off the phone with my dad. And then my little brother, when he saw him the other day, because he hadn't seen him at the house. We went to the funeral home, and he saw him there.
I remember we had left. Man, is this, this is morbid.
Break the violins out, man.
Well, and the only reason I want to talk about this is because I want people to know, don't get ripped off by the funeral home. Don't leave your house empty, and don't put all this information out in the public and let people take advantage of you at this moment.
It's a weird world we live in
my
now.
My dad, I thank God, one of the things that he got through to me was, don't be an idiot. And I'm a dummy a lot of times, but I'm not an idiot. And
well, the car business will teach you to be pretty up straight.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to walk on your feet, that's for sure. And it's and that's one thing he got through to me. So
One of the other, I was looking at some of these the adult truth list. Bad decisions make good stories, don't they ever, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You'll never know when it will strike, but there comes a moment at work when you know that you just aren't going to do anything productive for the rest of the day, so pack it in. Happens to all of us. Can we all just agree to ignore whatever comes after Blu-ray?
Been there, done that. I've ignored Blu-ray.
I keep some people's phone numbers in my phone list just so I know not to answer when they call. I think the freezer deserves a light as well. These are adult truths. I disagree with Kay Jewelers. I would bet on any given Friday or Saturday night, more kisses begin with Miller Light than Kay.
Thank you for writing about that.
Yeah, that's funny.
I wish Google Maps had an avoid ghetto routing option.
Yeah.
I have a hard time deciphering the fine line between boredom and hunger. Yeah. There's a lot of truth to that. My goodness. I love the sense of camaraderie when an entire line of cars team up to prevent a jerk from cutting in front. Oh, my God. I had one of those this weekend. I must have been back and forth. We moved cows and equipment. I spent all day, actually Friday and Saturday, moved about 100 head from one pasture to another because it's time to get the bulls with the breedable stock. So I had to put 60-some-odd cows in at the other farm down the road in Dudley, and then I had to move some from there to another pasture. So we were moving stuff all around. And I kind of have a route, but I vary it because I get bored. And so I'm back and forth to the same farm four or five times a day, and I'm going around different routes. So I actually got onto a highway. And I had my cattle trailer is 36 feet long, and I can put three compartments in it. And I can put, depending on the size of the cow, from 12 to 18 head in this. It's pretty heavy. And so you're not going to start on a dime or stop on a dime. And I'm getting into traffic, and I usually don't go much more than 50, 55 on the highway, even if I'm on the mass turnpike. And you come to these intersections, where they exit an entrance. So the people come around and they come on and they're there. I'm on the right hand lane, and invariably somebody wants to play chicken with you in the right hand lane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I got, okay, I probably got 10 tons worth of cows. You want to play chicken with me? Help yourself, pal. So I stay steady on the corner. And if I can get over to the middle lane, because it drives me nuts if somebody's blocking it, if there's no traffic in the middle lane, I'll move over so the guy can make a smooth entrance. But if there's somebody to my left, I can't get over.
Right.
And I'm doing 50 or 55. It's not easy to slow down, and I don't want to jerk the cows around. And this guy, and it happens all the time, he decides he's coming in to the entryway on my right. And I sort of slowed down a little bit, but he's right there on my side. And he won't either go faster. I'm trying to get him to go faster. Go!
Yeah.
Get in front of me.
Here, yeah.
But he doesn't. He stays right with me until the moment when he runs out of road.
Ugh.
And so I'm now anticipating this, and I'm slowing down a little more. Don't you know that he sits there at the last minute, stops, and blows his horn at me?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. I have a philosophy. If you can't merge into traffic, you shouldn't drive on the highway.
Yeah, don't get on the freeway. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Erilda is in Hibbing. Hello, Erilda.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I was listening to your program on the radio this morning and about these dying. I'm 76, and I plan on having a farewell party before I go.
Absolutely.
I'm going to probably have it this summer, and I can say goodbye to all my relatives. And,
wait, why are you going to have it this summer? What's the matter?
Well, because you never know. I drive an awful lot. I'm on the road every day, and you never know what could happen. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody, and they can see me after if they want.
Wait a minute. I got a better idea. Here's the idea. Every summer, have a goodbye party. Maybe Labor Day, so then you keep it going. It's not the formal goodbye, but it's okay, I'm preparing, and so I want to make sure I say goodbye to all my friends. But do it every year.
That's a good idea too. Hopefully somebody helps me with the party then. But then I'm donating my body to science, so when I'm done, nobody sees me. I just go.
I'm going to do that with my body. I want anybody that can use pieces of. Me, but
no, you're not. We're going to steal it and sell it in parts to Asia.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to step you and put you in the corner with us.
All right, Yorilda. That's a very interesting story and thought. Thank you. But take me up on my advice. Have it every year. That'd be good for you. Jim in Florida. What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to encourage you. Don't shy away from the conversation. We all relate. And talk to for the young gentleman there. Talk about your dad. My father died 20 years ago, and yesterday after church, a lady came up and told me a story about my dad that I never knew. Uh-huh. She said 30 years ago she came to church, and she was so hungover she couldn't stay awake, and she went out to her car to sleep, and she said there were people there at the church who wanted her to leave, but she said my dad stood by her car and told them to leave her alone. And when she came to, he took her to dinner with my mom, and afterwards he took her to an association that he belonged to called Full Gospel Businessmen. And that's where she became a Christian, and she's been a Christian ever since.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And, so you'll hear stories about your dad that you never knew somewhere down the road.
Yeah, that's what the service is. You got to have a service. It doesn't have to be a funeral, a service, celebration of life. You got to hear those stories from his friends because you may not have heard them before. And it's a perfect opportunity. I remember when my dad passed, it was in 2006, and we had service at the country club like Richie's going to have for his dad. And I remember people getting up, including my son, who told stories that I had not heard before. He and my father were very close, much closer than I was in most every way. And there were those stories, plus other people who, you know, you're always going to tell the story you expect, but then there's going to be a story or two or three or four that you don't expect. And that's why it's cool. Thank you, Jim. All right, let's talk to John. Richie, what are we doing on time? We're getting a little tight here. Dr. Ken, by the way, isn't here because he had to run to the hospital. You know, Jennifer and I were talking about this before you came on, Richie, when Ken sent me the email, said he had to go to the hospital right away. On Mondays, once a month, he says, you know, we all know this about the weekends, especially when the weather is hot, more people have heart problems on the weekend, and they run into the hospital for emergency, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's where Ken is at the moment, treating one of his patients that had to go to the hospital. John, you're in Hollywood. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, sir. Thank you.
And my condolences to Rich.
Thank you.
Short story, a woman out west, when her little boy died, and I could relate to that because I've lost two boys, two children. And there was this company. She had an idea to And this company, I guess it's affiliated with a funeral home, that you would have whatever kind of music you wanted. It was like a celebration of life.
All right, John, can I interrupt you here for a second? May I interrupt you? The reason I am going to go to Richie's father's service, other than to pay my respects to his mother and to his family, is because the music is mine.
Wow.
Richie promised in the note, there's going to be doo-wop music. That's why I'm going. There better be doo-wop music at this service, or I'm not coming.
I said doo-wop music and, unfortunately, a little bit of Barry Manilow.
Nah.
Yeah.
Perfect!
This company will have your ashes go up in fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
And this woman had this idea, and this company came up with her idea to have any kind of music of a celebration of life and with fireworks, with your color of choice in the fireworks.
Wow.
Wow.
And I think that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good way to go.
Excellent way to go. All right. Good man, John. Thank you. There you go. Ed had great taste in music. I give him that.
Yeah, please.
And he had some good kids, too. Do it.
Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alright, this is when I first became aware of Will Smith having the ability to do this. This is from the movie of the same name, Men in Black, which topped at the box office this week, 1997. I believe there's a third one of these in production now, is that right, Chucker?
Yeah, they're filming it right now as we speak in New York City.
Yeah, so Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith are both back, yeah?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones' part will be smaller in this installment. Josh Brolin will play the same character, a younger version. I believe.
Why? Because Tommy Lee Jones is just looking so bad?
I don't know if he wanted to make a full commitment. They got him to do it. But Will Smith's character, time travels in the past, and he teams up with Tommy Lee Jones' younger character played by Josh Brolin. That's
really?
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones, really, I mean, he's never looked great.
Yeah, he's
really
always
looked 100. bad now. I don't know what the scoop is, but boy, what a great actor he is.
I don't know, maybe he's not getting any younger. He's getting up there, I guess, right? He's got to be in the upper 60s.
Oh, good job. Good. Very good, Chuck.
I was going to ask you, how you looking these days? I'm just kidding.
I'm looking great. Thanks for asking. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments, a review of the box office totals in a moment. First, though, let's get to what is, in fact, the number one movie from this week in 1987. We have three quick excerpts, audio excerpts. We'll play them for you. You understand what the movie is? You call us at 800-510-8255. To figure out what the movie is, you call us, and if you're the right person, then you get the prize. Simple. Here's the first clue.
We had dinner, talked till 3 in the morning. Then I got drunk and threw up and fell down a manhole walking you home.
Right. I know the voice.
Charming. 800-510-8255. Next clip.
Guy doesn't have a nice mug shot, does he?
No.
Okay.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm confused.
Help you out, Chuck. Do you know what it is?
I know the actor, and that's the movie.
Next and last clue.
Jack, it worked. You just digested the bad guy.
Oh, no, duh. Okay, never mind.
I believe it's not who you thought it was.
It isn't who I thought it was.
No, but it's the one who's comparable Doesn't look that bad, though, when
it's
he's in the
tank.
It's
still kind of a duh, though. That last one was a good one.
800-510-8255. Call us right now if you want to win the prize. Identify that movie. Chucker has box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. Not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, Chucker. What's the story? What did well this weekend? The box office.
No surprise. For the second weekend in a row, the third Transformers movie, Transformers Dark of the Moon, placed first. $47 million in business. Held up well week to week, just a 54% drop-off of a very big opening. $261 million in 2 weeks of release, already making it the summer's highest-grossing movie. Worldwide films grossed $558 million. From reports that I read, I believe to be accurate, director Michael Bay will pocket anywhere from $80 to $100 million from this third installment with his gross deal percentage. Not bad. Not bad at all. I think this will temporarily revive 3D, at least for a while, because the public is out. But as I said last week, the 3D in this film is extremely impressive. Number two, the comedy Horrible Bosses. Solid opening, $28 million. That film stars Jason Bateman and Kevin Spacey. Kevin James's new ridiculous-looking comedy, Zookeeper, placed third, $21 million in business. The film opened, but it'll probably drop quickly. Cars 2 placed fourth, $15 million, $148 million in 3 weeks release. And Cameron Diaz's comedy, Bad Teacher, has performed pretty well, $78 million in 3 weeks, $9 million over the
When you look at those movies like that that she does and some of the others, there's not a lot of expense in making the movie. So they can pay these people what they want and deserve. But there's no real, these comedies.
No special effects.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's just a movie, straightforward movie. All right, nobody figured this out. Movie was Inner Space. Number one movie during this week in 1987. So there we have off on a less than dull start for the questions and the quizzes on Movie Moments on Good Day.